people trapped by fighting in Syria's biggest city, Aleppo, have been pleading desperately for help. Now, Syrian rebels say there is a deal for a ceasefire. They say the agreement would let civilians safely leave eastern Aleppo, that's the part of the city under rebel control. Government forces, helped by Russia, are very close to retaking it. Pavel Kshesik is with the International Committee of the Red Cross. He's in western Aleppo, where he's been helping refugees come in from the eastern part of the city. We spoke via Skype, and he confirmed that the two sides had struck an agreement, although he didn't have a lot of details.
I mean, it's definitely an agreement between the warring sides. I think what has to be done are the modalities, the details that must be actually agreed upon. And based on these details, I mean, we will have to see how the ICRC, how the humanitarian actors can get really involved. We really hope that, you know, the best interest of the civilians will be preserved in this agreement.
But there is an agreement in principle between pro-regime forces and rebel forces that something should be done to get civilians out of the city safely?
Well, to my knowledge, this is what has been announced by both sides. Right now, what we need are the actions, not the words. So let's see how this all turn out into these actions.
Is the danger that civilians are being caught in the crossfire, or are they being targeted in the fight for Aleppo?
Look, this is an active conflict. People are facing incredible choices. Those who have fled to western sites were telling me yesterday when I visited the collective shelter that they basically very often had to just walk for hours from one building to another, from one kind of hole in the wall to another, like escaping either mortar fire or a shelling or a sniper fire. I mean, they are risking their lives.
Mr. Kshesik, Americans see horrific pictures and terrifying accounts of what's happening in Aleppo. Is there some particular role for the United States at this stage?
At this point, any support that could put the civilians, ahead of the military objectives is very much needed. It's not up to us to define how this support should look like, but this is a very internationalized conflict. So I believe that any support to put an end to the suffering of civilians, it's very welcome. I mean, the humanitarian aid will not solve the problem of this country. The only solution to the problem of this country is a political solution, and this solution has to be done. It has to be found.
Pavel Kshesik, ICRC spokesman in Aleppo, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.